planning a group training class of 4 students. Training class means I'm not delivering new information. I'm just providing a topic on which they can train and supervising that they're being productive in their practice time, basically. Sometimes to make sure they're doing it right. Sometimes to give them ideas on how to be more musical in the way they practice it, or perhaps try it in different ways from different angles. You know, the whatever thing we decide that we're going to be training on. So going to be ready to suggest less difficult layers if they're struggling, and more difficult layers if they are breezing through it. In this particular case, there's 4 students signed up, and I'm going to look at each student's big picture, quarterly and weekly goals in order to come up with a common ground on which we could construct a productive training session. Hillary wants to be a skilled jazz and blues guitarist and play solo guitar with chord melodies and be a studio and session player. And her quarterly goals are like a chord melody for Autumn Leaves, are implementing arpeggios and implementing triads on the top 2 sets of strings, so 4-3-2 and 3-2-1. Her weekly homework, I see sight reading, I see arpeggio workout, and I see triad workout. And I pretty much know her that she's ready for anything. She's very easy to include in the group class because she's eager and ready for anything. Amin wants to play better solos, play by ear, jam with others, and play with good tone. And his quarterly goals are to increase alternate picking, embellish triads, and be able to build a solo. I also happen to know that we just did an embellishing triads lesson this past time that I saw him, and so I might not duplicate that if I can help it. But if I can't help it, then it's fine. But I'm just going to notice that. As far as his homework, it would be listening to the building a solo audio that I made. Reviewing arpeggios use of arpeggios in solos, and he began harmonic minor and he's embellishing triads. Colwyn wants to play solo guitar, jazz, and with a band too. His quarterly goals include repertoire, where he's memorizing certain standards, expanding his chord vocabulary, implementing the modes of melodic minor, and sight reading, and implementing triplets in his single note lines, and transcribing a Grant Green solo. His homework last week was to integrate thirds and sevenths on the third and fourth strings in the context of his solo playing, so that he could imply chords without having to play big chords, and thus bridge the gap between chords and lines. He's also recently been doing things like maintaining his current repertoire and doing exercises that incorporate triplets in his lines. And then Joey wants to play 90s acoustic rock songs with his wife and learn fingerstyle and expand chord vocabulary. He's also doing soloing pentatonics. His quarterly goal is to memorize major pentatonics, learn more Travis picking alternate bass variations, and understand how to spell chords. His recent homework includes memorizing the blues form, individual repertoire that he's been wanting to play, 3 songs, specific songs that we went over, and memorizing the major pentatonics and the Travis picking alternating bass. So in the end, you have 4 students whose goals are pretty different, except maybe Hillary and Colin still want to be, like, they both want to do jazz. So that doesn't mean anything. It's like, it's not a problem that we can't find any common ground. We just have to go broader. And by broader, I mean, you think of harmony, rhythm, melody, and technique. Those are the 4 categories. I'm going to basically choose one of those. So I'm trying to think, like, what would be fun and productive for them. So, and it might even be in that order. Like, you always have to put fun first, in my opinion. Because even if it's productive and they're not having much fun, they're not going to be motivated to want to continue to work on it. It's all about you motivating them. Yes, you want the sessions to be productive, but you want it to be them to be even more motivated so that they can practice on their own. What would be fun for them? One thing I could do is pair them up. Like, I know that Cohen and Amin could get paired up and they could have a specific assignment. And then Joey and Hillary could do it in the other room. Everyone's on Zoom. This all four people just happens to be on Zoom.